Hello, and welcome to Pardes from Jerusalem, the podcast series from the Pardes Institute of Jewish Studies in Jerusalem. I'm Larry Kluger of Pardes Olam. This week, Vaera. This week, Rabbi Daniel Landes, the Rosh HaYeshiva and director of the Pardes Institute, discusses Vaera. And now, Rabbi Daniel Landes.
Thank you, Larry. Parsha this week, a very gripping parsha, is Vaera. It begins, Vaydaber Elohim el Moshe. Vayomer Elov Ani Adonai. And God spoke to Moshe saying to him, he instructed him, and he said to him, it's very dramatic, a lot of introductions, I am the Lord, Ani Hashem, Ani Adonai. The next verse, Va'era El Avraham, El Yitzchak, Ve'el Yaakov, Be'el Shaddai, Ushmi Adonai lo nodati lahem. And I appear to Avraham and to Isaac and to Jacob with, and we have to put in parentheses, the name of El Shaddai, the completely powerful God. That's as best as I could do in translation. El Shaddai. Ushmi Adonai lo nodati lahem. And my name of Adonai I did not make known to them. Now, you may notice that I've used God's name here many times. The general minhag of kavod, which I want to unpack, is not to use God's name or to use it in a change, and therefore we say Elohim. The four-letter name of God, we say Hashem. Even the word Adonai is not the pronunciation of the four-letter name of God. We don't even spell out the four-letter name of God. Here, for educational purposes, I'm using it. I do it with kavod, with respect. And there's no other way of getting forward that. Even the name that I said before of El Shaddai, I normally say Kel Shakai in order not to pronounce God's name. Now, why is that? Well, names are a funny thing. We know people through names. And the names and the different names that we have, and all of us have some different names, are what really gives an insight either into the person or into a relationship one has with the person. I'm called by my family, usually Danny. My Bubba used to call me Danila. I still love that, only from her, though. May she rest in peace. And my non-Jewish friends usually call me Dan, a few others. Actually, Irish and those from the South do call me Danny. And I have a couple Irish friends in the past who call me Danny Boy. There are other names. My wife has a name for me. When she calls me Daniel, I'm pretty worried. All these names are part of a relationship. And there are other parts of the name, of course. There are names that have to do with when you're a rabbi. Rabbi, Rav, Rebbe, my teacher. These things are very meaningful. So names are important. How much more so in reference to God, in which we never know God's essence. We never can even approach who God really is. So the names are names of relation. It's as close as we get to understanding God, as it were. We can't understand God, but as it were. At least understanding our relationship with God. And therefore, we respond to it with tremendous awe and with tremendous respect, and we're careful about our language. So even words like Elohim in its lowercase, which is a generic term for gods, but in its higher case, as it were, capital Aleph, a capital E, refers to our God, we say Elohim. The four-lettered name of God is for us of complete and utter holiness. We never even spell it out unless you're a scribe writing a Sefer Torah, or if you're a person who's printing a chumash, but in conversation, we don't do that. And those who want to shock and those who want to make fun absolutely do so. They want to, as it were, blaspheme, and I'm not in the case of pointing who's blasphemers or not, but those who do it often desire for that effect. So here I am. I'm looking at this verse with you, and the verse is all about names. That name of Elohim, that name of Hashem, the four-letter name of God, I'm not going to discuss this week. I want to talk about a name that's passing us by right now. That in God's own introduction, he says this is the name of the past. The name of El Shaddai. The name of God and his power. And God says, I appeared to Avraham. And I appeared, as it were, in repetition, because it says to Avraham. It doesn't say Avraham, Yitzchak, V'Yaakov, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, but to Avraham, to Isaac, to Jacob, dragging the verb back into the verse, as if the verse says, and I appeared to Avraham, and I appeared to Isaac, and I appeared to Jacob. Each time in a fresh and new and individual way to the three patriarchs with this specific name. It says here, the name, the four-letter name of God, I did not make known to them. Well, if you look technically in Genesis, you can see the four-letter name of God. You can see Hashem. You can see how we pronounce it as Adonai. You can find it there. But the import here is that the primary way, the experiential way, the relational way of the human to know God was through the patriarchal understanding of El Shaddai. And the verse leaves it at that. And therefore, we have to look towards our rabbis to try to flesh out what's taking place. They say a couple amazing things. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this really comes from the Midrash Rabbah. It's in that verse 6:3 in Midrash Rabbah. It's in chapter 6 of Exodus Rabbah. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chaval al da'avdin velo mishtachachin. Woe for those who are lost, those who are gone, those who have departed, and they are no longer found on earth. God is, according to the Midrash, God laments in that introductory part of the verse. He's lamenting those who preceded Moshe, the patriarchs, who are no longer with us. Yesh lehito nein al mitata avot. One can indeed wail and lament upon the death of the patriarchs. Harbe pa'amim nigleiti alehem be'el Shaddai. A number of times, many times, I revealed myself to them through this name of El Shaddai. V'lo omru li mashimcha, and they never said to me, what is your name? Meaning, what's your truer name? What's your better name? What's the most essential name we can get to? And they never asked that. V'ata, but you, Moshe, Amarta Mashemo. You said they will ask me, what is the name of God? Meaning, you put in the people's words in their mouth, the words that they will ask, what is God's real name? And therefore, I need to know this. And therefore, God, please tell me this name. Ma'omer lehem, what should I say to them? That's what you said to me, Moshe. So I told you my name, and I discussed the four-letter name of God, and I discussed Ehayah Asher Ehayah. I shall be what I shall be. Not this week's discussion. U'kishebikesh Avraham ligvor et Sarah. But when you go back to the Avot, when Avraham wished to bury Sarah, lo motza karka, he found no land. Adsha nikne b'damim rubim, until he had to buy it with much money. Let me now take you to the full version of the Midrash Rabbah. I was giving you a part, and I'll give it to you in translation, the old translation, the Sansino translation. God said to Moses, oh, for those that are gone and cannot be replaced. Many times did I reveal myself to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov as El Shaddai, God Almighty. But I did not make known unto them that my name is, for the name of God, Adonai, as I have told you, and still they did not criticize my ways. To Avraham I said, arise, walk through the land to the length of it, and in the breadth of it, for unto thee will I give it. Yet when he wanted to bury Sarah, he could not even find a plot of ground until he purchased one. Still he did not murmur, criticize my ways. I said to Yitzchak, Isaac, sojourn in this land, for unto thee and unto thy seed I will give all these lands. Yet when he, Isaac, sought water to drink, he found none. Instead, the herdmen of Gerar strove with Isaac's herdmen, saying, the water is Ya'ar's. Yet he nonetheless did not murmur at my ways, and he did not protest. I said to Yaakov, to Jacob, the land whereupon thou liest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed. Yet when he sought a place to pitch his tent, he found none until he purchased one for 100 kisitach. And still he did not complain at my ways, nor did he ask me, as you ask me, what is my name? At the commencement of my commission to you, you inquired my name, and I told you my name. And so God is upset with Moshe. God says this name of El Shaddai, this name which is passing through, God Almighty, a name which somehow was not sufficient for Moshe in responding to the people. It was not essential enough or close enough to their relationship with God. It wouldn't do, but now, even with the new name, it doesn't do. So in the text here, it harkens us back to, and I'm putting it in quotation marks, the old name. God Almighty, Kel Shaddai, as they usually refer to it, as it's written, El Shaddai. And I say, what's going on with this name? This is a question that I asked my teacher, my master, my grandfather, the Menachem Tzion, Rabbi Menachem Ben Tzion Zaks. And he told me the following. And he has it in his Sefer Menachem Tzion. Hashem Shaddai. The name Shaddai, Merameis al his tapfkut, v'his tam tzemut. His tapfkut, v'his tam tzemut. The name of Shaddai is a hint or evocation of a person accepting what he needs to accept, of being satisfied, and of contracting, self-contracting his needs. In Genesis 35, Bereishis Lamed Hey, God announces to Jacob, Ani El Shaddai, I am God Almighty. And according to the Talmud in the Chagigah 12, Babylonian Talmud, what's the significance of the word Shaddai? Now we're getting to the real root of it. Ani hu shamarti lo'amai die. I am the one who said to my world, enough. The world, the universe, is finite. As large as it is, as expansive as it is, as great its potential, the only one who's truly infinite, the only one who's truly grandiose in the non-pejorative sense of the term, the only one who, I should say, truly grand, is God. And I said to the world and the creation, die, sufficient. Now, in the context there in the Gemara, in the context, actually, it's brought up in Midrash, part of this notion, if I said to the word die, is actually the separation between God and his creation. Creation's finite. Creation has flaws. Creation may expand, but expands at its own rate and never reaches infinity. And this becomes a statement of limitation that God prescribes, proscribing unlimited growth. It's a statement of definition for the world, but it becomes, here in this context here, of what is important what's important in the God-human relationship, according to my grandfather, it becomes a moral injunction. And Nihu Shomarti Lo'amai Dai, I've said to the world, enough. That you have to be able to say enough. Every manifestation or moral quality is that which is a human being can aspire to imbibe of intellectually, to taste it experientially, and then to internalize it within their very core of being. The patriarchs, God says to Moshe, according to my grandfather's interpretation of this midrash, the patriarchs who cleaved to God who calls himself Dai, Shaddai. They took upon themselves this moral quality of knowing that their own existence is finite. God has promised them very, very much. God has given them within their own experience and their own way of being a vision of what the future will be. But they don't confuse the vision with their own self. They understand that the vision is larger than the self. They understand that the people is larger than the self, and that the people themselves are eclipsed by the moral vision of God. Anihu shamarti lo'amai dai. I am the one who said to my world, die. I've said to the forefathers, understand that you must take this concept of dai. I am El Shaddai. I am God Almighty. And that means that you are the ones who understand that dai, there's a limitation upon yourself. And therefore, these avot, these forefathers, found in a situation in which their promise comes upon, their promise of coming into the land, their promise of establishing their family, their promise of a fuller sense, they had is brought short, hits the wall, as it were, hits the wall by the realities of existence. They did not complain, they did not murmur, and did not say, I need to know your truer self. It becomes a quality that God laments that has passed from this world, that we no longer have it. This is the moment in which the divine-human relationship undergoes a change. The dominant name becomes the four-letter name of God. The dominant notion and relationship form becomes the notion of Ehyeh Asher Ehyeh. And as Nachmanides, I said I wouldn't talk about it, but I'll just evoke. As Nachmanides says, just as I was with you, and Nachmanides is basing himself on Rashi, just as I was with you in times of travail, I'll be with you in better times, or just as I am with you now in one way, in saving grace, I will be with you to defend you from your enemies, which is another side of my divine personality. And basically what's based on is the notion of Neman L'Shalem Sechar. I am the one who is faithful to pay, quotation marks, pay up what I have promised. And that becomes part of the divine-human interchange with the Jewish people. We demand much from God. We ask for this, for to be able to see at least a glimpse of the future. We ask that in our life and in future life, we ask and we often demand and we plead and exhort. We do everything that we can in order for those things to arrive in time. But God nonetheless brings us back. And he says that alone, even though it's good to wrestle with me, it's good to argue with me, it's even good to make demands upon me, because God makes many demands upon you, and I wrestle with you. But even if that's the truth, there's another quality that cannot be lost completely. And that's the quality of the patriarchs, it's the quality of Shaddai, it's the quality of I am the one who said to the world enough, the notion that we do not know everything, the notion of our own finitude, the notion of implied notion of trust in God, the notion that we're not all expansive, that it's not all about us, it's not all about us at this moment, it's not all about even our people at this moment, a lot is, but it's not all about that. There are larger and larger concepts, there are larger and larger ideals. We must take care of ourselves. We must take care of our people. We must take care of, and there's larger ideas, and these are the moral dictates of truth, the moral dictates of tzedek, and the moral dictates of chesed, of loving kindness. those are also there for us. Thank you very much for learning. I look forward to hearing from your comments. And again, thank you, Larry.
And thank you, Rabbi Landes. Your comments on the podcast are always appreciated, so please send your emails to podcasts@pardesusa.org. Thanks again, and we'll see you on the next episode of Pardes from Jerusalem.